This is JIS News. Coming up, Start of Jamaica boot camp set for September. St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospital opens female ward and solar PVC systems to be installed at 15 schools. The news in detail after this message.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
Now the news. The Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining will be hosting a 3-day boot camp for aspiring and new technology entrepreneurs September 8 to 12 under the Startup Jamaica initiative. Through the boot camp, the ministry and its partners will guide entrepreneurs on business modeling and legalization, valuing of company, and the protection of intellectual capital. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says the boot camp will be staged ahead of the implementation of the Startup Jamaica Accelerator Program as a means of equipping young entrepreneurs with the necessary business knowledge.
What we have found through the initiatives that we have run, like Digital Jam, is that many of the ideas are good ideas, but not many of the entrepreneurs have really thought through how can they monetize this idea? How can they make a business out of this? So what the boot camp will do is provide the young entrepreneurs with some of this type of expertise. Bring together persons who have probably done this before so that we provide that kind of guidance and support.
Minister Robinson was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. In the meantime, 10 companies are set to receive $30,000 each for business development under a 100-day accelerator program. Minister Robinson says this will be facilitated under the Startup Jamaica initiative and will provide entrepreneurs with short and intense training in business development in a shared space. It will also challenge entrepreneurs to compete at the global level for business and investment partners.
Now, when you sign up for the accelerator, you have to define in very clear terms milestones along the way for that 100-day period. Let's say you're building a prototype. You'll have to say, after day 10, this is what I intend to accomplish. And you're going to be monitored almost on a daily basis. That's the real concept of the accelerator.
The 5-year public-private partnership initiative will facilitate training for 20 companies each year. Applications for the accelerator program will open Thursday, July 3, on the website startupjamaica.com. The St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospital now boasts a new female medical ward. The recently opened facility was built at a cost of over $136 million. Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson says with the new ward being able to house 47 patients, the hospital has increased its bed capacity by 20%. The health minister points out that since 2012, the government has invested nearly $1.5 billion in the country's secondary healthcare infrastructure.
Nearly 600 million of that amount was spent in the northeast region. Importantly, 325 million was spent on the St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospital.
Further work on the St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospital includes repainting of buildings and improvement of storage facilities. And solar PV systems are to be installed at 15 high schools and 3 government agencies as part of a $62 million initiative aiming to reduce the public sector energy bill. The initiative is being led by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says when installed, the solar PV systems should collectively provide 232 kilowatts peak power, which equates to about 344,000 kilowatt hours per year. This will result in savings of more than $16 million per year on the public sector energy bill.
There are many schools whom their largest bill by far is the electricity bill. For the public schools, the government support to schools is just about paying for teachers and the salaries. To the extent that we can provide solar PV panels, it will reduce the overall expenditure on electricity and also provide an opportunity for the schools to save some money and use some of those resources for other educational means.
Contracts for the installation of the solar PV systems should be signed within the next 3 to 4 weeks. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.